crime rates across the country may be down, but that does not mean police officers are in less demand. What are known as calls for service continue to increase as police departments struggle to recruit and retain police officers to answer the public's calls for help.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the graduation ceremony for the Springfield Police Department Recruit Officer Training Class 1118.
November 1st, 2018 was graduation day in Springfield, Massachusetts for 40 recruits who made it through a lengthy hiring process, then 6 months of intense training to become police officers.
Left, right, Montez Moore, left, right, detail, halt.
Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri addressed the graduating class.
I want to thank you for your willingness to join a profession in some of its most difficult and darkest times. It's never been more dangerous. We've never been under more scrutiny.
Why would anyone want to join a profession that's fraught with peril and subject to intense second guessing? The truth is, fewer and fewer people do. The pool of applicants for law enforcement careers across the country has been shrinking for the last 20 years.
It used to be a job that was in high demand. We had to cut people out. You waited on lists, you crossed your fingers, and we used to have a cadet program to help people become officers, and now it's tough to get good candidates.
Springfield Deputy Police Chief Cheryl Claproot said recruiting people to become police officers in the city of 155,000 people has become increasingly difficult. One reason, the profession is not universally held in as high regard as it once was.
The public perception is that there's a lot of bad cops out there, that we misuse our power. And that's simply not the case, but public perception is that it is.
There's always been risk working in law enforcement, but lately the danger seems more prevalent.
Every 4, 5, 6 days, you're hearing about an officer who gets killed.
The National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund lists more than 100 officers who've been killed in the line of duty this year as of November 1st. Just a few weeks before training began for the most recent class at the Springfield Police Academy, police officer Sean Gannon was shot and killed on Cape Cod. And just a few weeks after the academy began, another police officer in Massachusetts was murdered, Michael Chesna, in Weymouth.
The danger's, something you always think about.
At 36 years of age and after 4.5 years in the military, including tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, followed by work with an agency that helps people with mental health problems, Rafael Mestre decided to become a police officer.
I just see myself as someone who wants to serve the community, somebody who wants to help, somebody who wants to be there if the community needs me.
Mestre, who's been hired to work for the Chicopee Police Department, said he'll rely on what his instructors at the police academy told him to try and remain safe.
They harp on a lot of effective communication, de-escalation, problem solving. They also teach the importance of being empathetic and understanding of the community members we will serve.
Another new police officer, 27-year-old Ian McDonald, said he is prepared to deal with the scrutiny that comes with the job.
Everything I was taught through the academy, everything we do day in and day out to prepare for helping out in the community or responding to calls, needs for service, doing the right thing and doing what you're taught.
To try to keep police officers and the public safer, the Springfield Police Academy has emphasized what's known as de-escalation training. Academy instructor, Officer Edward Van Zant, said recruits are taught to defuse potentially violent situations.
We do a lot of scenarios. A lot of the training involves role-playing. We put our recruit officers in situations that emulate what they're going to see on the street as much as possible. A lot of scenarios. A lot of the training involves role-playing. We put our recruit officers in situations that emulate what they're going to see on the street as much as possible.
There was a wave of police hirings across the country in the 1990s, much of it paid for with federal money. Now, thousands of police officers are heading to retirement. Deputy Chief Claproot, who joined the Springfield Police Department 39 years ago, said the baton must go to the next generation.
Used to be, they wanted you to be tall and mean. you know, and be strong and look at people and be able to intimidate people. It's so much more now. It's asking so much more to be a first responder, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, a social worker. They're asking a lot of us now.
Clapperd said a hiring process that can take up to 5 months also discourages applicants.
We do a background check. You fill out the proper paperwork, and then we're talking about a psych exam. We're talking about an interview. We're talking about physical fitness.
The six-month training academy is mentally and physically grueling. Academy instructor Van Zant said that on average, 25% of the recruits who start an academy don't make it to graduation.
They're tested in several areas throughout the 6 months. So really, I mean, it's preparing them, for their job is becoming a police officer. They're tested. They have to perform to a certain standard. If they don't, they may be dismissed from the academy. So really, over the course of 6 months, they graduate. I think they're well prepared to hit the streets.
Along with the challenge of recruiting people to join the police department, Springfield has also struggled to retain officers. The death of Springfield police officer Kevin Ambrose in 2012 touched off a wave of retirements that has left the department continuously short-staffed. Ambrose, a 37-year veteran police officer, was shot dead during a domestic dispute. In the 5 years prior to his death, a total of 69 police officers retired. In the 5 years since, a total of 104 officers have put in for retirement. There are currently 17 vacancies in the 510-member police department.
We're still 911 driven. We have to maintain the staffing in the squad. So, yeah, there's sometimes mandated callbacks. And the kids get a little tired and frustrated by it, and we try to do the best we can to spread that around.
To help address the shortage, Springfield began a program earlier this year to hire back retired police officers to work extra duty details, such as directing traffic at construction sites or helping out with crowd control at events. Given the recruiting and retention problems, the obvious question is, has the Springfield Police Department lowered its hiring standards?
We have not.
Clapperd said another obstacle to recruiting for the Springfield Police Department is a requirement effective with this class of academy graduates that Springfield police officers must now live in the city for the first 10 years of their employment.
I know residency is important right now, and it's a factor, but at some point in time, policing, we're just not getting the candidates from the inner city.
The way the job of a police officer is advertised and marketed can make a big difference in recruiting, believes Matthew Forte, a retired police consultant who was once the head of human resources for the police department of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
Police salaries are very good salaries, generally. And for people, you know, looking for a job, it is with benefits that police work comes with. And systems like the retirement system, which in today's market, it can be a very, very attractive factor.
The starting salary for a patrol officer in Springfield is $60,322. Forte said there will always be those who think negatively about police officers. That should not discourage people from pursuing a career in policing.
If we market that aspect of it, not the law enforcement, but the service-oriented part of policing, which is 90% of what municipal police do, I still think you can attract very educated people as well, because even a college-educated person cannot necessarily find a good job. And policing is a good job because it's dealing with people, it's trying to help people.
Additionally, Forte said the danger of police work is sometimes overblown.
It's less dangerous if you have proper training, if you have proper equipment and proper supervision and proper backing.
Police work ranks in the middle of the 25 jobs with the highest fatality rates in the United States, according to data from the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.